Elizabeth Blaine from the colony of Rhode Island, and I'm a colonist from the 1770s. I am going to be talking about how I found out about the DUI and what my reaction was to it. One day I was with my parents and they were talking about this unparticular topic and I was really confused. And my parents told me not to worry about it, so I decided to set this like camera with them, and then they were talking about it. So then once they were done, I secretly grabbed it and I looked back at it. And that's how I found out. So then, when I was reading about the DUI, I found the major beliefs. The major belief that really stood out to me the most was, we have unalienable rights. Rights you're born with, such as life, liberty, and pursuit to happiness. This belief is important to me because you should have the right to be happy, have freedom, and have a life. Why? Because it wouldn't be a good if no one got freedom or have a right to be happy. The world would be torn into pieces. Also, while I was reading through it, I came across different complaints against the king. The complaint that I have against the king is he kidnapped citizens on the high seas and turned them into his own soldiers, only to fight against his friends and families. That makes me upset because that's not the right thing to do, plus the fact that he kidnapped them just to turn them into his own soldiers. Like, get someone who wants to do that. Don't kidnap. You're being a very bad person. It's just not the right thing to do. Finally, at the end of the DOI, it lists what we should do as a free country. I believe the U.S. should be able to trade because it creates new opportunities, such as trading with different cultures and giving each other benefits. In the future, Elizabeth hopes for the United States for the future to be positive vibes and peaceful, and not that crazy like it is right now. Thank you for listening to my story.
Hello, I am Elizabeth Blaine from the colony of Rhode Island, and I am a colonist from the 1770s.